May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. It was time. Mary knew that Jesus had taken a dangerous risk when he raised Lazarus from the dead. And so it was time. It had just been days ago that Lazarus, her beloved brother, had died after a short and terrible illness. Mary and Martha had sent word to Jesus, but by the time Jesus arrived at their home, it was too late. Lazarus was already buried. The funeral was over and done. They had prepared his body for burial, wrapped him in linen cloth, and laid him in the tomb. And it had been 5 long days of grief since they had rolled the huge stone to block the tomb's entrance. Mary and Martha thought that it was over, finished, complete. But then Jesus came to them, ordered them to roll away the stone, and called their beloved brother back to life. Can you imagine their joy? Lazarus, their brother, was alive again. But not everyone received this news with joy. This raising of Lazarus was too much for the chief priests and the Pharisees, the religious leaders. It was the last straw. Too many people were following this Jesus, this miracle worker. And so from that day on, they took counsel how to put Jesus to death. Now, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were close to Jesus, his closest friends, as close to family as could be. And they must have known that Jesus was now in even greater danger, that he had risked his life for them. But he was with them now, and so it was time to celebrate. And so Mary, Martha, and Lazarus gave a dinner in honor of Jesus. It must have been a feast. All the best foods and wine that they had. Can you imagine their joy and gratitude? And Martha, always working, always active, of course, served the food. Lazarus and Mary sat at the table with Jesus and the others. And while they were still at table, Mary got up from the table. It was time to show her gratitude to Jesus for all he was, for all he had done. Time to give him a gift for what lay ahead. And so Mary took a jar of pure nard. This was ointment, perfumed ointment, that was worth about a year's wages. And she took that jar and poured it out on Jesus' weary feet. And John tells us that the fragrance of this ointment filled the entire house. And then Mary took her long hair and gently wiped Jesus' feet. There will be another dinner in a few days, the Passover, the Last Supper, when Jesus will get up from the table, take off his outer garment, and wash the feet of his disciples. But tonight, in the home she shares with Martha and Lazarus, it is Mary who serves. Mary gives Jesus an extravagant gift. In a lavish outpouring of love and service and devotion. And by doing this, Mary anoints Jesus for his death. Judas was there as well, and Judas protested this gift from Mary, but Jesus defended her. He knew that Mary's generosity came out of her love, and he knew that she was doing what she could to prepare him for his death. This supper with his friends showed Mary's faithfulness and Judas's unfaithfulness. In John's Gospel, this is the next to last supper, and it marks the beginning of Holy Week. It is sort of a miniature Last Supper with those closest to Jesus, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, his friends whom Jesus loved. And it is the beginning of his farewell to those who are nearest to him. Mary knew it was time, Jesus' time. She gave Jesus all she had. She held nothing back. Isn't that how God is with us? Giving all, holding nothing back. Jesus will give himself freely to death, even death on a cross, out of love for us. God's generosity and abundance are shown in the life of Jesus. Jesus knew that his time had come. And John's Gospel goes on to tell us that when the crowds heard that Jesus was in Bethany, they came to see him and Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus also to death, because on account of him, many were believing in Jesus. And the very next day, Jesus, knowing that his time had come, entered Jerusalem on the back of a colt. And next Sunday, Palm Sunday, we will hear the rest of that story. Amen.